not only is it does it make it economically feasible for us to add more faculty, it provides both a gym and an auditorium for our students.
King Charter School Board President Kathy Wetlaufer, the school is ready to expand. It leases space at the King Urban Life Center on Genesee Street, a building owned by the city. But the charter school wants to move into the former School 71 building on Lang Avenue. Wetlaufer tells WBFO News it makes economic sense. The school currently pays $167,000 in rent each year.
We had an appraiser on the approval list from the city appraise the building at $330,000. Simultaneously, we received a grant from the Charter School Institute for $200,000, which makes our net purchase price $130,000.
What they're doing is very, very sneaky.
Fillmore District Common Council member David Fronczak voicing his anger. He believes the school is pulling out the rug, abandoning the neighborhood at its current location.
They have a presence in that neighborhood. That neighborhood is a struggling east side neighborhood. This is an anchor in that neighborhood. So everything that no one has reached out and spoken to me at all.
If they did tell you that they don't have the right space and what they want to add, would that change your mind?
No. They've been doing it there for many, many years. I don't know what their needs are because they haven't told anybody.
The King Center is in the former St. Mary of Sorrows Church, once saved from the wrecking ball. Fronczak says if the school leaves, it would crush the neighborhood. But Wetlaufer says reuse of the building is not the school's responsibility.
But it's really determined by KULC, who is the lessee from the city.
However, Wetlaufer suggests the site could be used as a new pre-K or senior citizen center. The school, which serves the inner city, has a waiting list of 100 students. Its current lease expires this June. They'd like to move into School 71 by the fall. But now approval of purchasing the new building is in the hands of the Common Council. Fronczak vows to block it. But Wetlaufer reminds the public it's about the children who want to expand into new space with a home basketball court. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.